Once I finished with Python, all I knew, oddly enough, is that I wanted to do something with Connie Booth. We were married at the time. And I didn't know what, but I went and talked to Jimmy Gilbert, who was the head of Light Entertainment, and I said, I'd like to do something with Connie. And he said, fine, we'll go, you know, come back with an idea. And I went back and I said to Connie, they'd like us to do a pilot. What shall we do? And we spent about 20 minutes deciding we couldn't do the sort of Mike Nichols, Elaine May stuff, because that had been done and also very well done by the two Johns and Eleanor Bron. And then I said, what about that hotel we'd stayed in? Because when Connie'd been occasionally doing parts, she'd come down to Torquay and she had stayed at this amazing hotel run by Mr. Sinclair. And it was called the Glen Eagles Hotel. He was the rudest man I've ever met. He was wonderful. And all the other Pythons wouldn't put up with it. They moved out and went to stay in the Imperial, which was a lot better. And he was so extraordinarily rude. I mean, one day we were all at dinner and Terry Gilliam was eating as Americans do. That is to say, they cut the meat like this. And then they cut it all up, and then they put the knife there, picked the fork up in the right hand, spear the meat. And he was walking by, and he looked down at Terry, and this look of astonishment crossed his face, and he said, we don't eat like that in this country, he said. And on another occasion, Eric Idle left his briefcase by the front door in the morning, because we'd had to wait for the cab and he forgot it. And then in the evening he got back, he said, I left my briefcase. Mr. Sinclair said, yes, it's the far side of the wall. And Eric looked out at the main entrance where he was pointing and there was the swimming pool, the far side of the swimming pool, there was a wall. And he said, well, you mean the other side of the what? He said, Eric said, well, what do you think, why did you put it there? And Sinclair said, we thought it might be a bomb.